Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. A 28-year-old Grayville woman has admitted to helping one of the recent White County jail escapees and will serve time on the charge of attempted and aiding an escapee, a Class 3 felony. According to White County State's Attorney Denton Odd, Carly Schmidtler will serve 4 years in the custody of the Department of Corrections with an additional year of supervised release. Schmidtler admitted her guilt in that she knowingly attempted to aid escapee Justin Bray upon his jailbreak on June 16th. Bray has a pending July 16th court date on a number of charges, including being a convicted felon in possession of a weapon. Bray was one of three escapees, all now back in custody. The state's attorney says Schmidtler attempted to aid Bray's escape by coordinating time and providing a vehicle for him after he broke out of the White County Jail. More news in a moment.
You have years of memories in your home. The most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
In local business news, here's the latest on the new store for O'Reilly Auto Parts in Fairfield on the west side between the highways. Construction is on schedule in a 90-day window, with the building expected to be turned over to O'Reilly around August 1st. BDH Construction of Springfield, Missouri is the general contractor. After construction is complete, the store will then be stocked with a possible opening date in late August. BDH Construction is also building an O'Reilly Auto Parts store west of Flora on Route 50. And a local restaurant is expanding. Daniel Zaragoza, owner of La Fuente Mexican Restaurant, will be adding 750 square feet to the south side of the current establishment in front of Fairfield's Walmart. This will allow for a bar with 6 to 8 seats and more tables to accommodate about 32 chairs. Hopefully, they'll have the new addition ready later this month. Extra help will be hired. The new space was previously occupied by Help at Home Elderly Care Assistance. Zaragoza commented that, quote, "We needed more room as people have been asking us to expand," end of quote. La Fuente was operated in Fairfield, and it has been operated for 3 years. By the way, La Fuente means the fountain. The much-discussed tax increment financing, or TIF district, will be discussed again tonight at the Fairfield City Council meeting. Mayor Brent McGuire says there will be 3 discussion items on the agenda dealing with TIF.
Yeah, we have 3 items on our agenda. The first one has to deal with considering utilizing TIF funds to reimburse the city for some money that we spent related to AirTech's environmental issues. It is a TIF-eligible expense. There's a portion of AirTech's that's in TIF, and so we're going to be discussing what amount may be eligible for us to reimburse, since we could have originally paid that out of TIF. The second item has to do with City Hall has a mold issue. Well, City Hall itself doesn't yet, but the old Chamber of Commerce and Fire Department do, and those are old, dilapidated buildings. We need to demolish those, and because we're in TIF, that would be a TIF-eligible expense. One thing, once we get those buildings demolished, we would like to resurface that parking lot to increase public parking uptown. And then the third item has to do with Illinois Department of Transportation's resurfacing project in 2021 along Main and Delaware. And so the city has to pay for the parking lanes, some curb replacements, some striping, other things. And so, again, that's in the TIF district. And so we would like to utilize TIF funds for that. So we're not taking formal action on them. We are merely discussing these considerations and probably will take action at the July 24th council meeting.
The mayor says likely action on the TIF proposals will occur at the July 24th meeting. The council meeting is set for tonight at 6 p.m. A 23-year-old Carmi man has been sentenced in White County Circuit Court on four different felony cases, getting 10 years in prison. Robert W. Morley was convicted of aggravated driving under the influence while license revoked, aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, and aggravated battery of a police officer. Worley was charged, released on bond, and committed more offenses, prompting the 10-year sentence. President Lincoln's death leads the list of heartbreaking moments in the latest Illinois Top 200 poll. Kim Howard reports.
Lincoln was killed in Washington, D.C., but the loss hit Illinois hard, says Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library spokesperson Chris Wills. Other heartbreaking moments include the Chicago Fire in 1871, three of the worst mining disasters in U.S. history, and the 1993 flood.
This was a massive flood that affected many states. It's remarkable to think about how long the water was up. We had nearly 200 days of flooding at Grafton, Illinois. The people who had to live through that and fight to preserve their homes, they suffered greatly.
The Chicago riots, Effingham Hospital fire, and the Tylenol murders were also on the list. Vote now in the next category, Top Illinois Musicians, at IllinoisTop200.com. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A reminder from Executive Director Libby Lingefelder that the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce will be conducting a ribbon cutting this morning at 11 a.m. at Jackie's Lunchbox at 720 West Delaware. The Wayne County 4-H Horse Show was held at the fairgrounds on Friday. Trophy winners were selected as follows. Alex Niekirk, won both all three, High Point Senior for speed and performance, and High Point Senior overall. Riley Taylor was the winner in High Point performance, speed, and overall. Sportsmanship winners were Gideon Walker and Riley Taylor. At today's Wayne County Fair, coming up at 2 o'clock, the 4-H Barbecue Chicken Contest. Also at 4 o'clock, the 4-H Sheep Show. At 5 o'clock, the Junior Goat Show. And at 5 o'clock, also the 4-H Goat Show. 7 o'clock tonight, drag racing. Today's crude oil price is $67 even. The August crude oil price, $74.28. Obit's next.
Raise Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere as well as replacement parts such as belts, bearings, filters, blade sharpening, and more. Call now to get a quote for yard mowing or bush hogging. They do commercial and private lawns along with seeding, fertilizing, and leveling of yards. Raise Not New Shop now has a selection of fireproof and regular four-drawer filing cabinets and, like new, GE stackable washer and dryer. Raise Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Raise even has a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. Raise offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also offer good compost dirt that's great for leveling yards or building up your garden. Raise has American steel carports, now heavy-duty walk-in or overhead doors in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed, or financing is now available. Raise Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
In local and area deaths, 80-year-old William Tom Bill Hatfield, Jr. of rural Grayville died on Sunday, July 8th at his home. He was married to Faith Hatfield on March 26, 1958. She survives. Bill was a retired boilermaker and for over 40 years a member of the Masonic Lodge. Survivors include his wife, Faith Hatfield, son, William Hatfield III, both of Grayville, daughters Sharon Urich of Addison, Illinois, Cindy Vandergriff of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jackie Jarek of New Harmony, Indiana, as well as a brother, Ralph Hatfield of Chicago. Grandchildren including Mason, Brent, Hannah, Trevor, Heather, Eric, Joshua, Kirsten, Barry Jr., Faith, Luke, and Grace, as well as great-granddaughter Lucy. Visitation for Bill Hatfield Jr. and the funeral will be held on Wednesday, July 11th at Cook Funeral Home, actually it's Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is 4 to 7 with the funeral service at 7 o'clock. Masonic rites will be immediately following the funeral service. In keeping with Bill's wishes, his remains will be cremated. Memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital for Children, 4400 Clayton Avenue in St. Louis, and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old Lowell R. Sarles of Fairfield died at 9:10 a.m. on Sunday, July 8th at his residence. He had worked at Airtex for 44 years and had been a member of the Northside Baptist Church for over 50 years. Survivors include his wife, Barbara, three sons, Gary Sarles, Jerry Sarles, and Larry Sarles, all of Fairfield, one daughter, Kayla Zonders of Fairfield, seven grandchildren, Leslie, Novak, Bailey, Miles, Dylan Sarles, Austin Moore, Kelsey Sarles, Lexi Sarles, and Hunter Sarles. Seven great-grandchildren, Peyton Novak, Kinsey, Miles, Dalton Novak, Tristan, Miles, Henley, Moore, Kazen Hooper, Zonder Miles, and number eight, Baby Moore, on the way, and several nieces and nephews. Per Lowell's request, his body has been cremated. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock on Saturday, July the 21st at Maple Hill Cemetery. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at the graveside or at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Wanda Fenton of Fairfield died at 12:30 a.m. on Friday, July 6th in Fairfield. She had worked at Weaver Motors, the Wayne County Press, and in 1985 retired from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she worked in the admitting office. She had also been an active member of the FMH Auxiliary Volunteers. She was a graduate of FCHS, class of 1940, and had been a former director of the clothesline in Fairfield. Wanda was a member of the First Baptist Church in Fairfield, born May 27, 1922 in Fairfield to Frank and Ventura Clark, and was married to Gilbert Gibb Fenton on August 30th of 1951 in Newport, Arkansas. He preceded her in death in September of 64. Survivors include one daughter-in-law, Penny Fenton of Houston, Texas, one sister, Jean Houston of Tucson, and several nieces and nephews. Besides her husband, Gibb, she is preceded in death by her parents and one son, Greg. Funeral services for Wanda Fenton will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. 92-year-old Maxine I. Rogers, a resident of Gainesville, Florida, and formerly of Dahlgren, passed away June 7th at the University of Florida Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. She was born July 13th of 1925 in Pontiac, Michigan, to Clarence L. and Carmen M. Arft, a homemaker. She married William G. Rogers on October 20th of 1945, and he survives. Maxine survived by her husband, William Rogers, two daughters, one adopted daughter, Deanna L. McLean of Royal Oak, Michigan, Nancy Frank of Gainesville, Florida, and Vincenza Dunn of Port Huron, Michigan, 8 grandchildren, as well as many great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, July 13th, at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, with the Reverend Brad Sloan officiating. Visitation will be Thursday the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. She will be laid to rest at the Oddfellows Cemetery in Dahlgren. Leroy W. Gannon, 80 years old, from Fairfield, died at 2:40 p.m. Tuesday, the 3rd of July, at his home. Born in August of 1937 in Wayne County to Johns and Naomi Gammon, he had worked in the oil field, been a logger, and a truck driver. Leroy is survived by his wife of 53 years, Cheryl Gammon, son Dave Gammon of Wayne City, daughters Tanya Shelton of Fairfield and Rachel Downin of Keynes, sisters Imogene Galbraith and Elsie Ray, both of Sisney, Lena Shaw of Rock Falls, and Mary Shaw of Jonesboro, Arkansas, 10 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his parents, sons Rocky and Brian Gammon, and brothers Earl, Carl, Paul, and Junior Gammon. Leroy Gammon will be cremated, and a graveside memorial service will be held on Saturday, July 21st at the Baltimore Cemetery, south of Wayne City. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Homes in charge of the arrangements. If you miss the obituaries, they are updated on our webpage, WFIWradio.com. They're updated throughout the day. That's the report. Mike Dreith, WFIW News.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for 4 generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Time for a check of sports on a Tuesday. Here are results from the John Peterson Memorial Junior Adult Open Tennis Tournament. In the juniors, Ethan Mabry defeated Nathan Legg 6-0, 6-4 for the boys' 12 singles title. Manaya Mossman of Titopolis defeated Thad Dillo of Effingham 6-2, 6-1 for the boys' 14 singles title. Bobby Pallas of Fora defeated Benjamin Street of Newton 6-4, 1-6, 10-8 for the consolation title. On the girls' side, Molly Maxedon of Evansville, Indiana, defeated Kayla Maxedon of Evansville, Indiana, 6-4, 6-4, for the 14 singles title. Lucy Britt of Fairfield advanced to the semifinal round before losing to eventual champion Molly Maxedon. Consolation title went to Jesslyn Mabry of Lenett, Alabama, who defeated Abigail Atwood of Noble, 6-4, 6-1. In the girls' 16 singles, Diana Malsman of Titopolis defeated Allison Harris of Newton, 6-0, 6-0 in the finals. Brittany Titzer of Burnt Prairie defeated Allison Hooper, 6-0, 6-0 for the consolation title. Hooper, of course, is from Fairfield as well. Girls' 18 singles was a round-robin event with Jaclyn Street of Newton defeating Julie Scarlett of Evansville, Indiana. Street defeating Briley Harris of Norris City and Scarlett defeating Harris. Cardinals open up a series in Chicago tonight against the White Sox. Let's find out what's going on with the Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight in Chicago, the first of a 2-game series against the White Sox. After opening their 9-game road trip, winning 2 of 3 in Arizona against the Diamondbacks and splitting 4 games in San Francisco against the Giants, Redbirds now 3 games over 500. And tonight at 7:10, they will send Miles Michaelis to the mound. He is a National League All-Star, the Cardinals' right-hander, getting the news yesterday.
I'm pumped. I'm super excited to be a part of it. It's great for me and my family. It's going to be, you know, a dream come true to represent the Cardinals at the All-Star game. You know, growing up, going watching those games, their spring training games, and now going to get to represent them at this game. It's a dream come true.
What a year it's been so far for Michaelis. 9-3 with a 2.63 earned run average. He's headed to the All-Star game. 6:15, Ameren Total Access, 7:10 first pitch. The Cardinals and White Sox from Chicago.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
Elsewhere in the majors last night, Pedro Sandoval singled home the winning run with one out in the bottom of the 11th inning, sending the Giants to a 2-1 victory over the Cubs. White Sox had the night off last night as well. Frontier Community College hosting walk-on baseball tryouts this Thursday at FNB Field. Tip begins at 9 a.m. Registration fee is $40. On the schedule today in Fairfield Little League play, the Mustang Tournament begins. American Legion Baseball, Fairfield Post 176, takes on Olney for 1 7-inning game at Veterans Field. 6 p.m., the first pitch on that one. And in Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on the White Sox. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Cubs are in San Francisco tonight. And that is a check of sports. Mostly sunny skies today with a high 92. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 90. For Thursday, partly cloudy, high 88. Sunshine, 95 on Friday. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a high 95. Overnight low was 72. Yesterday's high was 92. The barometric pressure at 30.01. Humidity at 91% currently. Winds from the east at 1 mile per hour. Feels like 85 on the outside right now. And visibility is at 8 miles. Sunshine right now at the WFIW studios. We have 78, and again, it feels like it's 85.